It's always good to come back home. I sometimes wonder if I'm going to get met with stones and rotten fruit. but you never know. It could happen. But anyway, this morning I have a double whammy for you. Now, every time you go to church, you hear the message about stewardship. But I'm going to take it just a little further, and I'd like to discuss legacy. Now, we all have something that we're going to leave behind, whether it's, you know, our attitude that we instill in our children. And remember, parents, they're watching. So I learned something this week from my children. Now, my children are no longer small. My youngest is 16, and I have to scold him like this. But I want him to remember that I'm not always the corrective person. I'm not always the one that's going to come down on him when he's done something wrong, or he's going to, you know, I don't want him to think that he can't come to me in his time of need. Now, I'm going to start with a scripture, if I've remembered to put the bookmark in. And I'm going to read from Galatians chapter 6, verses 1 through 10. And I want you to really kind of take heed to this, because there are certain chapters in the Bible that I thrive on those particular chapters and verses. So in Galatians chapter 6, verses 1 through 10. Brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, considering yourself lest you also be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if anyone thinks himself to be something, then he is nothing. He deceives himself. But let each one examine his own work, and then he will have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. For each one shall bear his own load. Let him who is taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows his flesh will be of the flesh, reap corruption. But he who sows the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap, if we do not lose heart. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are of the household of faith. Now, I know that there's a lot going on in that particular chapter and verse, and I enjoy that simply because it comes back to the legacy issue that I talked about just a little bit ago. I kind of feel like whenever I go to a funeral, for instance, I look at all the people that show up for a funeral or all the people that don't show up for a funeral. And that also kind of bleeds over into our giving and our stewardship of life, God's church, if you will, the kingdom here on this earth. I can't help but think that there is something that we are all going to leave behind. What will people say when you're gone? I know what they're going to say about me. Boy, that Dave Gray, whoo. I've noticed, though, in all the years that I've been in this area, people still look at me as I'm 17. You can go home, but you'll always be that person when you were younger. Doesn't matter whether you become 65 or 70, people will remember this back here. Am I right, brother? So anyway, but people look at you and when you say, well, you know, I'm giving the message at the church tomorrow, they're going, what? And they have a hard time with this. So I think to myself, what seeds have I sown in my past, and how can I correct this? How can I make this better for those who are around me? I think my son will come home and he's done something wrong. And he knows it's bad. I know it's bad. Mom knows it's bad. It's bad. And it's those times, go to your room. You know, I don't say it that nice maybe. But that gives me a chance to cool down. And I can go up and I can say, okay, you know, we all know that this is a bad thing. But I don't want him to think that I'm going to just be in the corrective mode all the time. Your children need to know that you're there for them, regardless. So you think to yourself, this legacy that I'm leaving behind, am I doing the right thing? I don't want to be too soft, but I don't want to be too hard. And that's the way God looks at us too. God is helping and guiding us as we go through our lives. Yeah, we messed up here, but we kind of did an attaboy over here. Does the checks and balances work? Sometimes, sometimes not. But we have to keep striving. We have to keep moving towards that goal of trying to do the right thing no matter what. Because inevitably, somebody will be talking behind your back and to somebody that you know, and they're going to say, well, Dave did this or Dave did that. And you'll be able to say, well, I know Dave, and that's not how he is. You see where I'm going with that? I don't want you to think that I've never done anything wrong, because Lord have mercy, have I done wrong. But we all do. That's why we're here. I consider the church a hospital for the spiritually injured, if you will. We don't come here because we're righteous all the time. We come here because we need guidance. Let me give you a little story. And I was asked to fill in at a church. And this is when my hair was short, okay? Shorter. And I washed it the night before, and it was standing straight up. And it looked awful. And I had shaved my beard off probably on a Tuesday, so by Sunday, I was looking pretty rough. Didn't shave. I wore the most stained pants that I had, put on my old field jacket from the military, and I wandered around outside this church for the better part of 30 minutes. And you should have seen the people scramble. You should have seen them scramble. They were coming for the door. Hurry up, here he comes. And I just paced back and forth in front of the church. And I had a little Walmart sack. And I was picking up garbage and putting it in my sack, and I was talking to myself. I was praying is what I was doing. But they thought, who is this Looney Tune out here? And they're looking out the windows, and they're pointing, and it was funny to watch. And even funnier when I walked down the aisle and took the pulpit. These people sunk down in their seats. They know that they had done wrong. And I think to myself, that's the kind of legacy that church has adopted. Now, we all come to church, and we think, well, I go to church every Sunday. That makes me a good person. Does it? Does it? These people go to church every Sunday. What did they do? When I walked, after the church service is over, this 85-year-old woman walks up to me. She says, I thought I was the most righteous person on this earth, but you showed me. I hope it showed everybody. Think to yourself, when you see somebody on the side of the road, broke down, do you help them? Or do you drive on by and make a call? Think about that. Now I'm going to go into a different direction here, but I want you to think about the what ifs. What ifs? We all have them in our heads. What if I'd have went on to college? What if I would have? What if I would have? What if God couldn't take the time to bless him today because we couldn't take time to thank him? What if God decided to stop leading us tomorrow because we didn't follow him today? What if we never saw another flower bloom because we grumbled when God sent rain? What if God didn't walk with us today because we failed to recognize it as his day? What if God took away the Bible tomorrow because we would not read it today? What if God took away his message because we failed to listen to the messenger? What if God didn't send his only begotten Son because he wanted us to be prepared to pay the price for sin? What if the door of the church was closed because we did not open the door of our heart? What if God stopped loving and caring for us because we failed to care and love others? What if God would not hear us today because we would not listen to him? What if God answered our prayers the way we answer his call to service? What if God met our needs the way we give him our lives? I wonder, what if? So I have one more thing I want you to kind of chew on, but concerning legacy. I wrote this, I had a friend of mine that had taken his own life. He was a good friend of mine, and I wrote this because I was thinking about this very thing, legacy. What we're going to leave behind for others, it's not necessarily the trophy, but the memories that we've given our children, our grandchildren, our families, friends. It's called Standing by the River. I'll try to keep from crying here. Standing by the river, watching the water roll by, I saw a rock at the bottom. As the water went over the rock, making the water turn white, made me think of life's little trials. Standing by the river, watching the water roll by, a leaf went flying by, carried away by the water. I thought of people that come and go. Some are but a fleeting moment. Standing by the river, watching the water roll by, a tree had fallen and lay there, giving shade and offers care for the lives in the water from predators and fishermen. Standing by the river, watching the water roll by, which one am I? Do I know? Do I care? Do I offer trials to those in my life? Do I pass by unnoticed? Do I offer care? What legacy will I leave behind? Something for you to think about. Okay, now we're shifting into third gear. We're going to go to Malachi. Chapter 3, verses 3 through 10. Now, keeping in mind, when it says tithes and offerings, it doesn't always mean money. An offering can be something that you're doing for others, helping the church, working down in the kitchen when there's a funeral, or just in general helping out. He will sit as a refiner and a purifier of silver. He will purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer to the Lord an offering in righteousness. Then the offering of Judah and Jerusalem will be pleasant to the Lord, as in the days of old, as in former years. And I will come near you for judgment. I will be a swift witness against sorcerers, adulterers, against perjurers, against those who exploit wage earners, widows, and orphans, and against those who turn away an alien, because they do not fear me, says the Lord of hosts. For I am the Lord. I do not change. Therefore, you are not consumed, O sons of Jacob. Yet from the days of your father you have gone away from my ordinances and not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts. But you said, in what way shall we return? Will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me. But you say, in what way have we robbed you? In tithes and offerings you are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me. Even this whole nation brings all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. And try me now in this, says the Lord of hosts. And this is the only time in the scriptures you will ever hear God ask to be tested. Am I correct? If I will not open the doors and windows of heaven and pour out for you such blessing that there will not be enough room to receive it. Now, he's asking you to give. Yes, you have a bill that's due. It's killing you. You got to pay it. You know you do. But yet, you're here at church, and it might be your last whatever, and you've given. You think, oh God, you told me to test you. Here I go. Here's the test. And let it go. Let God do what He has said He will do. It's not always easy to let go because we have a tendency, we as people, humans, have a tendency of worrying about the same thing that we just got done praying about instead of giving God the credit that He will handle this prayer in the manner that it's supposed to be handled. We have to have that faith that He will answer that prayer. Stop worrying about it. Let it go. Let God. There's many times we've had in our lives that we have a tendency to offer help and we turn away and we don't because, well, what if I fail? Don't you think that just maybe, by trying, just trying, means something to that person? Whether you failed or you succeeded means nothing. It's the fact that you were there for that person and you wanted to be there for them. There was a young lady on the side of the road yesterday. She was pregnant and had a very small child, and she was broke down, and because her skin was a different color, nobody was stopping. And that really bothers me. Now, I don't care, and a lot of people have different thoughts on this, and I don't want you to think that I'm scolding anyone. Because they come from another country, and whether they're here legally or illegally, is irrelevant. What would God have you do? Are you the good neighbor? Remember the parable that talked about the man who was beaten and left for dead? Are you that neighbor? Think about that. Let us pray. Glorious and loving God, we come before You this day asking, Lord, for You to guide us that we may have a legacy of love and caring such as Jesus did and what we remember every Sunday. It's not always easy, Lord, for us to remember these things. Emotions might get in the way. Our beliefs about legalities or immigrants or what have you. Lord, we don't always understand. Help us to hear that ever quiet voice telling those to love and care and help. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'd like to take the opportunity to get Kathy up here. And I'm timing you, by the way. Oh, okay. And at the end, we're going to do a medley, and you won't need your pew Bible or pew hymnals because these are all songs we grew up with at the very end. So I'd like to take an opportunity to, this isn't really a gospel song, but it does have a message, and it has a lot to do with what we do in our daily lives and how we behave. And my dad used to sing this when we put it on the record player, and I've always loved this song. And I think you can handle that one, right? And it's called Do What You Do, Do Well.
He couldn't move a mountain or pull down a big oak tree, but my daddy became a mighty big man with a simple philosophy. Do what you do, do well, boy. Do what you do, do well. Give your love and all of your heart and do what you do. Sometimes he'd kiss my mother and hold her tenderly. Then he'd look across the top of her head you do, do well. Boy, do what you do, do well. Give your love and all of your heart and do what you do, do well. He was a man of laughter, but a tragedy came by. And the tears sprang free as he'd say to me, never be afraid to cry. Do what you do, do well, boy. Do what you do, do well. Give your love and all of your heart and do what you do, do well. Today I still remember, just like yesterday, about a mighty big man with a mighty big heart and a mighty few words to say. Do what you do, do well, boy. Do what you do, do well. Give your love and all of your heart and do what you do. What you do, do well.
So that kind of goes along with the legacy that we had talked about. I remember Dad. This is a legacy that Dad left behind. Every time I hear that song, it makes me smile. So you think about that. That's what I'm talking about when I'm saying legacy. For you kids who are not, maybe not grasping it, just remember what you do now, you'll sow later. What seeds you're planting, you'll find out later, much like I have, that what you do now will affect you the rest of your life. Whether it's good, bad, or indifferent, you'll have these memories to either lean back on or people will help you remember. Oh, boy. What?
My day begins and ends with you. Your will is what I want to do. We share the early morning light, rest within the quiet night, and in the time that fills my day, your spirit guides me all the way. Though I may stumble now and then, you're here to help me up again. You said to love and freely give, in peace and harmony to live. In truth and prayer I now proclaim, I want to glorify your name. In many ways I clearly see the blessings you have given me. You gave your life for me, it's true. I freely give my life to you. Fruit of the Spirit. Fruit of the Spirit. If you're filled with the fruit of the Spirit, it will show. Your branches filled with fruit and banded low. Full of joy and peace and faithfulness, patience, love, and gentleness, kindness, goodness, and with self-control. Now you may be just like a fruit tree, standing big and strong, filled with leaves of green on branches long. But if you have no fruit to bear, empty with no fruit to share, you're withered from the roots and die alone. No. Are you filled with the fruit of the Spirit? Does it show? Are your branches filled with fruit and bended low? Full of joy and peace and faithfulness, patience, love, and gentleness, kindness, goodness, and with self-control. Be filled with the fruit of the Spirit, it will show. Thank you.
Day. And if you know, and you will know the chorus by the time the end of the song is, but by all means, sing along. It's called Hallelujah, Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, 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 praise the Lord. Gospel. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Yes. Sing along now. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Last time around. Time now. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Yes. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord.
Moments we are closest to God is when we give to others.
That's right.
And now I've broken out Dave's secret weapon. And I dare you to sit still and not sing along.
Are you ready?
Sure. What do you want to do?
I don't need this.
All right.
You do. You keep that thing on. Are you ready?
I saw the light, no more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, oh, I saw the light. Now, dear Lord, oh, dear Lord, do remember me. Dear Lord, oh, dear Lord, do remember me. Dear Lord, oh, dear Lord, do remember me. Away beyond the blue. Oh, fly away, old glory. I'll fly away in the morning when I die. Hallelujah, by and by. I'll fly away. Oh, will the circle be unbroken? By and by, Lord, by and by, there's a better home waiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky.
Well,
this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine.
When the saints go marching in, oh, when the saints go marching in, oh, how I want to be in that number when the saints go marching in. Well, give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. It's good enough for me.
It was good enough for my mother.
It was good enough for my father.
And it's good enough for my brother. Now it's good enough for me.
Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that
old-time religion.
It's good enough for me.
I saw the light. I saw the light. No more darkness. No more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, oh, I saw the light. Yeah, amen.
Amen. Now I'd like to get the prayer benediction person up here. That would be Mike.
Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for the joy of singing praises to you. Thank you for remembering that we need to be close to you in all that we do. Thank you for the friends and the strangers that we come upon each day and the opportunity to share what you have meant to us in our lives. Be with us now. Be with us as we go from this place. In Jesus' name, amen.